Washington, Catholic. Cardinal, Basketball. It's time for Washington Catholic Basketball on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by Bill Dobson Ford, the Odin Pharmacy and the Prescription Shop, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Craney's Body Shop, Daryl O'Brien Construction, Harner Trucking, First Federal Savings Bank, the Davies Community Hospital, Dr. Frank Bowling of Nutrimost, the Washington Chrysler Center, and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Now, let's go courtside.
A very pleasant good evening to you. It is once again time for Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580. Tonight we are broadcasting live from the historic Birdcage in downtown Washington, Indiana, as the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals take on the South Knox Lady Spartans. Appreciate everybody joining us this evening for this Blue Chip Conference matchup. And this is John Gear alongside the newest member of the General Broadcasting team, Austin Gear, who will be providing some commentary intermittently throughout the game. So should be an interesting matchup tonight as another tough opponent for Washington Catholic. Earlier in the week, they played North Knox, and not quite the outcome that the Lady Cardinals were hoping for, as they were defeated 56-7 by the North Knox Lady Warriors. And South Knox last year was also a very tough opponent for the Lady Cardinals, as the score was in 70-something to 4, I believe. So obviously the Lady Cardinals are not wanting to have a repeat of last year, although South Knox is going to be a tough opponent tonight, and it's going to be a tough contest for the Lady Cardinals, but definitely looking to improve and to kind of work on some things from last game that they did well, just to try to do a little more of that here this evening. While we have a chance here, we're about 3 minutes to go before tip-off. Let's talk about a few stats here for the Lady Cardinals, as after four games, the Lady Cardinals are led in scoring by Hannah Ashby, who is averaging 17.3 points a game. The Lady Cardinals as a whole are shooting about 24% from the field, 25% from three-point range, 66% from the free throw line, have done a good job all year of being on the right side of the rebounding battle, even though in a rather lopsided defeat earlier this week against North Knox, they still held their own in the rebounding category. So definitely going to have every rebound possible tonight, maybe a little more for the Lady Cardinals here to kind of shock the South Knox Lady Spartans, as they're looking to come in here and come away with a Blue Chip Conference victory here tonight. South Knox is coming in here off of a couple wins earlier in the week, so they're looking to keep that going, and Washington Catholic definitely looking to improve on their last performance against the North Knox Lady Warriors here, as we are at a minute and 30 to go here before tip-off. And let's take a chance real quick while we have a little bit of time. We'll go over the starting lineups for this evening's game for the South Knox Lady Spartans. Starting at a forward, number 15, Morgan Engstrom. Starting at another forward, number 34, Chase Keller. Number 23, Jarissa Page. At the other guard, number 25, Christy Williams. And number 5, Paige Cavins. And as we get ready for the introductions here, we'll run through the WC starting lineup tonight. At guard, number 11, Hannah Ashby. Number 4, Kiana Thomas will start at the other guard. Senior Laura Taylor will start at one forward alongside number 42, Brooklyn Allen. And anchoring everything in the middle will be number 44, Caitlin Craney. As we get ready for the official announcement of the starting lineups and the national anthem, we're going to take a quick 60-second timeout as we get ready for Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years of experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. From small jobs to big projects, Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington can do it all. 254-6797.
A car accident can ruin your day. It'll hit the Noel Craney Wreckers on the way. Get your car back in shape with a trip to Craney's Body Shop. I had a fender bender just the other night. I know the people at Craney's gonna make it all right. Get back to your life, fix it with a trip to Craney's Body Shop.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne and Dr. George Morgan, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
The Black Friday sales event starts now at the Washington Chrysler Center, and now through the end of the month, you can save big. Buy a new 2017 Dodge Journey for only $19,154, or take 20% off a Jeep Patriot, now starting at just $18,701. We have 15% off all remaining 2016 Jeep Cherokees in stock, with prices as low as $23,134. It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back here live at the Birdcage in downtown Washington, Indiana, John Gear alongside Austin Gear. We are just about ready for tip-off here as we're going through the starting lineup announcements, first for South Knox, which we went over earlier. Going to be an interesting ball game here tonight. One of the things last game against North Knox is Hannah Ashby was never really able to get going as she struggled from the field. Just really wasn't able to get that many shots off, honestly. And then didn't play a large part of the second half because she had suffered an injury right before halftime. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how Hannah Ashby comes out tonight to kind of rebound, no pun intended, from the last performance against North Knox to see what she can do here tonight. And Kiana Thomas played a great game against North Knox as well, kind of carrying the load at point guard. With Hannah Ashby out, so she did a good job of getting the offense ran. So definitely going to be interesting to see how they start out tonight, because I know South Knox is going to look to get the ball, run up and down the court, and try to run the score up quickly. So we'll see how everything transpires here as we've got through the introductions. The officials are ready to go, and we are set here for action tonight on this rainy Friday evening here in Washington. Washington Catholic in the home white uniforms. The South Knox Lady Spartans in the road red uniforms with blue trim. As number 23, Jarissa Page, will jump center against Kiana Thomas here to get us started. Some last-minute instructions from the officials. And Washington Catholic will be headed towards the stage this first quarter. for those of you who are familiar with the birdcage. And the tip is controlled by South Knox. Engstrom is going to bring the ball across the timeline. Looks to throw it, throws the ball away. So 6 seconds into the ball game, Washington Catholic forces the first turnover, and Hannah Ashby will take over. As Craney inbounds the ball, as Hannah Ashby will bring the ball up court. As Washington Catholic gets the offense set, Ashby across the timeline, dribbles right, back to the left, gets a screen from O'Brien, over to Kiana Thomas. Thomas drives baseline, throws the ball back out to Ashby. Going to be thrown out of bounds, back to South Knox. So back-to-back turnovers here will get us started in this ball game. There's probably still a few early season jitters going on, as you know, neither one of these ball clubs have played too many games this year, so definitely want to get that under control here before too long, as Engstrom dribbles left. Looks for Page up top. Three-pointer is airballed. Saved back inbounds. Shot is put up and in by number 34, Chase Keller. As South Knox will now put on a little full-court pressure as ball gets into Ashby. Ashby looking for room to work. Goes across the far sideline, picks up her dribble. Ball stolen away. Up front to Engstrom. Layup is up and good. So South Knox takes an early 4-0 lead here with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's Kiana Thomas has the ball, picks up her dribble, throws it over to Craney. Craney looking for help, gets it to Ashby. Ashby gets it across the timeline. And going to draw a foul, it looks like, on Jarissa Page of South Knox. So that'll be Page's first foul of the evening. As Washington Catholic will inbound the ball from the near sideline. As Hannah Ashby has the ball up top. Gets the offense set for the Lady Cardinals. Dribbles right. Open shot. Ball is, they're going to call a jump ball here as Hannah Ashby went up for the shot. That ball was taken away, and it should be Washington Catholic ball as South Knox controlled the tip. So Washington Catholic will retain possession on that jump ball as Caitlin Craney will take the ball out of bounds. Looking for Ashby. Overthrown, ball out of bounds. Going to be thrown back to, going to go back to South Knox. 6:38 to go here in the first quarter. As Engstrom brings the ball across the timeline for South Knox, guarded by Thomas. Passes it over to the corner to Page. Page dribbles baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound South Knox, shot no good. Looks like Cavins is going to come out with it. Up top to Page. Back over to Engstrom. Over to Cavins on the right wing. Back up top to Page. Got the ball in the corner to Engstrom. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound by South Knox. Layup is missed. Shot is blocked by Brooklyn Allen of Washington Catholic, but is going to be called for the foul. That'll be Brooklyn's first foul of the ballgame. As Christy Williams missed a shot and is going back up with it. Allen fouled her, so Chase Keller at the line for two. First free throw up and good. Brings the South Knox lead to 5-0 here with 6:02 to go in the ballgame. Or in the first quarter, excuse me. Getting ahead of myself a little bit. Second free throw is up. No good. Rebounded by Page. Brings it out front to Engstrom. Over to Cavins. Back across. Throws it down low to Keller. Back up top to Page. Over to Cavins. Two-pointer, no good. Rebound, South Knox.
Got it.
Shot is up and good by number 15, Morgan Engstrom. As they're going to continue with the full court pressure here. Washington Catholic inbounds the ball to Ashby. Ashby breaks through the trap. Ball knocked away to Kiana Thomas. Thomas pass stolen away. Back go the Lady Spartans of South Knox as Engstrom will control the ball up top. Over in the corner to Page. Engstrom's got the ball on the baseline. It's going to be double teamed down there. And we're going to get a foul. It looks like it's going to be on Hannah Ashby. We'll check to see. And indeed it is. So Hannah's first foul of the ball game. 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. South Knox will inbound the ball. Throws it into Williams. Williams shot up. No good. Keller with the rebound. Putback is good. 8-0 here as South Knox opens up the lead here with 5:07 to go in the first quarter, and Washington Catholic will take their first timeout, and we'll take one right along with them as you're listening to Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal basketball right here on the General 95.9 and 1580.
Visit your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores and stock up on great specials throughout the month of November. A gallon of 2% white milk, only $2.89. 12-pack Pepsi products are 2 for $8. Coke 2 liters, 2 for just $3. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $6. And Pringles grab-and-go cans, 2 for $2. If you're hungry, don't forget Noble Roman's Pizza and sandwiches on the go. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has you covered.
Back here at the Birdcage, 5:07 left to go here in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. The South Knox Lady Spartans are out to an early 9-0 lead over the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals as getting ready to come out of this timeout here. As Washington Catholic was going to talk a few things over to try to get through this press that South Knox is putting up right now. Washington Catholic struggling a little bit to get the ball across half court to get into their offensive set. So I know Coach Fleckenstein going to come up with something different here to help out as the ball is inbounded to Allen. Allen over to Hannah Ashby. Ashby gets across half court. Ashby on the move. Passes it into O'Brien. O'Brien headed in the lane. Passes it. Ball knocked away. South Knox back on the attack as Page drives baseline. Going to bring it back up top to Cavins. Over in the corner to Engstrom. Skip pass over to Page. Page drives. Left hand layup up and good. 11-0 so far in the ball game as South Knox takes the early lead against the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals as Hannah Ashby is looking for room to get across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, ball knocked away. Throws the ball, picked up at half court by South Knox. Engstrom kicks it back out to Page. Page drives left, shot blocked, out of bounds by Brooklyn Allen. Nice job defensively by Brooklyn Allen to block that shot as South Knox will retain possession and inbound it under their own basket. Cavins, the inbounder, looks for Page on the wing. Page drives middle, shot up, no good. Going to get a foul. Going to be a, looks like a two-shot foul on number 44 for Washington Catholic, Caitlin Craney. As Page steps up to the free throw line for the first of two free throws here. Shot is up and good. Brings the lead to 12-0 for the South Knox Lady Spartans as we have wholesale substitutions here for South Knox. Keep our stat guy, Kyle Mann, busy trying to get everybody added to the stat sheet. As Page's second free throw is up and good. 13-0 here. 4:16 to go in the first quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard as Washington Catholic gets the ball inbounded. Craney looks for Ashby. Ashby with the ball. Double teamed. Gets across the timeline. Drives right. Gets baseline. Shot up.
Fouled.
She is fouled, and she will be headed to the line for two free throws. Nice job by Hannah Ashby to basically outrun the Lady Spartans, get to the baseline, and put up a shot. So Hannah Ashby will make her first trip to the free throw line this evening for her first of two attempts here. Looking to get the Lady Cardinals on the board. First shot is up. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Hannah Ashby. Hannah Ashby's shot well from the free throw line this year. 88% on the year so far for Hannah as she nails the first one and looks to add another point on the scoreboard here with her second attempt. Free throw is up. Rolls around, gets the friendly home court bounce, and that brings us to 13-2 here with 4:04 and counting left to go here in the first quarter as Kiana Thomas will cause a turnover as traveling is called on number 2, Michaela Kuchenauer. I'm sure I mispronounced that. My apologies. Kuchenauer, I was just told. So we'll go with Kuchenauer. Hannah Ashby dribbles the ball across the timeline. Gets around the right wing, looks for room, dribbles it back out. Back to the left. Hannah Ashby gets it out to Kiana Thomas for three. No good. South Knox will have the basketball. Kochenauer inbound the ball. Gets it back, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Ball's knocked away. Kochenauer picks it up. Left-handed layup. Good. Michaela Kochenauer with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 15-2 now with 3:16 and counting here to go in the first quarter as Hannah Ashby looking to get across the timeline does, and looks like she's going to draw a foul. Looks like that foul is going to be on Macy Marvel. It'll be her first foul of the ball game. 5'3 freshman. Craney to inbound the ball to Ashby. Ashby takes her time getting across the timeline. Looks to get the play set. Looks for a screen from Allen. Ashby falls down. Kochenauer out front, left-handed layup, up and good. And we're going to have an official's timeout here as Hannah Ashby is still on the floor. Not sure what happened. It looks like maybe an ankle or something kind of just gave out on her. She was driving here offensively, so we'll see. While they tend to her, let's take a quick timeout. You're listening to Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back here at the Birdcage, Washington Catholic with the basketball. Lizzie Hackler shot up and no good. Kochenauer with the rebound as she'll bring the ball up court. Guarded by Thomas. Thomas with the steal, knocks the ball away. Thomas controls it, gets it out front to Craney. Back to Thomas as Washington Catholic looks to set up the offense here. Thomas throws the ball away. South Knox on the fast break. Pull-up jumper, no good. Got a fight for the ball. Going to have a jump ball as Kiana Thomas tied up number 44. Grayson Keller. Possession arrow will stay with the Lady Spartans. As Hannah Ashby checks back into the ball game. Good to see nothing majorly wrong with Hannah. Shot up and good by Grayson Keller, two-pointer. 19-2 here with 2:04 left to go in the first quarter. South Knox with the lead as Hannah Ashby brings the ball across the timeline. Back out to the top of the key. Looking for... And we're going to have a timeout by Washington Catholic. We're going to take a quick 60-second timeout. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Buying a new Ford is more affordable than ever at Bill Dobson Ford. Now during our Black Friday sales event, you can save even more on America's favorite brand. We're celebrating Black Friday early, which means you get an even sweeter deal with Black Friday bonus cash on new Ford models. During the holidays, everyone could use a little more spending money. Get Black Friday bonus cash when you buy a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
Your bottom line dealer.
Mattress by Appointment cuts the middleman to save you money. Hi, this is John Gear. At Mattress by Appointment, we offer name brand mattresses in all shapes and sizes at discounts up to 50 to 80% off. We cut the overhead and are open only by appointment. Call 610-1070 and I'll meet you at the store and fit you in the mattress of your choice. Brand new, still in the plastic, name brand mattresses ready to roll out the door. Don't mess with a bad night's sleep. Call Mattress by Appointment and rest easy tonight. 812-610-1070.
Back here at the Birdcage, Washington Catholic with the basketball. Hannah Ashby has the ball in the wing. Is going to be fouled by Kochenauer. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. South Knox still hanging on to a 19-2 lead thus far as Washington Catholic is going to inbound the basketball here as Ashby sets up the play up top, dribbles to the left, gets it to Thomas, back to Ashby. Ashby back up to the top of the key. Allen with the ball, back out to Ashby. Ashby at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Allen. Ashby shot up. Got it. 2-point basket for Hannah Ashby. Cuts the Lady Spartan lead to 19-4 here as Hannah Ashby knocks the ball away. Going to be saved by South Knox. Kokenauer dribbles, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Kiana Thomas, 30.6 seconds to go here in the first quarter as Washita Catholic looks to add to their four-point total here in the first quarter as Ashby gets it over to Thomas on the left side. Thomas drives baseline, shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Kokenauer, and she's coming back the other way with 13 seconds to go. Pulls up on the wing. Kicks it over to Osborne. Osborne in the paint. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Brooklyn Allen. We got a jump ball with 2.6 seconds to go as the Lady Cardinals will have one last chance to get some points on the board here in the first quarter. As ball is thrown in to Kiana Thomas. Thomas shoots. Three-pointer. Oh, just off the rim from the volleyball line. No good. That will be the way we end the first quarter of action here at the Birdcage. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the South Knox Lady Spartans 19, the Lady Cardinals of Washington Catholic 4. You're listening to Cardinal Basketball on the General 95.9 and AM 1580.
Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years of experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. From small jobs to big projects, Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington can do it all. 254-6797. Tired of fast food? Wouldn't it be nice to have something a little different? How about the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington? They serve a full lunch menu featuring daily specials from 11 to 1:30. You can also enjoy a wonderful dinner from 5 to 8:30 every Friday and Saturday nights. The public is always invited at the Knights of Columbus on Main Street in downtown Washington. Join us for the best company in town at the KFC. Main Street, downtown Washington.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back here at the Birdcage as we're just underway here in the second quarter. South Knox with the ball. A little jump shot by number 25, Christy Williams, is up and good to bring it to 21-4 here early on in the second quarter as Craney inbounds the ball to Thomas. Thomas dribbles up the sideline. Gets a screen from O'Brien. Picks up her dribble, throws it out to Ashby. Ashby's got, she just about pulled the trigger on a three, but decided better of it. Gets a couple screens. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound by Engstrom as she's going back the other way. Looks for Page out front. Page is going to be fouled in the act of shooting by Brooklyn Allen. And we'll go back to the free throw line for two shots. .7:15 to go here in the second quarter. South Knox, the 21-4 lead over Washington Catholic as Jarissa Page puts the first free throw up, rattles around, and is good. 22-4, South Knox with the lead as Page gets ready to attempt her second free throw here to try to extend the Lady Spartans' lead. Shot is up and good. Craney inbound the ball for Washington Catholic as South Knox stays in their full court press. Gets the ball stolen away by Cavins. Layup is good. The South Knox Lady Spartan press has been causing Washington Catholic problems all night. So trying to find a way to get through it here is another steal by Page. Down low to Keller. Layup no good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. They're going to say Caitlin Craney touched it last, so it's going to stay with South Knox. 6:52 to go in the second quarter. Keller to inbound. South Knox timeout. Going to be a full timeout, so we're going to take a 60-second one right along with them. With 6:52 left to go here in the second quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, South Knox 25, Washington Catholic 4. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball in the General, 95.9 and 1580.
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne and Dr. George Morgan, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Car accident can ruin your day. It'll hit the Noah Craney Wreckers on the way. Get your car back in shape with a trip to Craney's Body Shop. I had a fender bender just the other night. I know the people at Craney's gonna make it all right. Get back to your life, fix it with a trip to Craney's Body Shop.
Back here at the Birdcage, South Knox inbounds the basketball. Keller's shot up, rolls around, rolls out. Rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds by Hannah Ashby, and South Knox will retain the basketball. 6:46 to go here in the second quarter. Keller inbound the ball again for the Lady Spartans. Gets it over to Engstrom. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Keller. Shot up, no good again. Rebound, tipped around, finally knocked in by Christy Williams for the two-pointer. As Washington Catholic was battling for the rebound and just couldn't quite get a hold of it, as Craney inbounds the ball to Ashby. Ashby brings it up court. Going to get a foul on South Knox here, as one of the Lady Spartans ran over Kiana Thomas. That foul is going to be on number 5, Paige Cavins. So Washington Catholic will take the ball out of bounds on the far sideline as Caitlin Craney gets it in to Hannah Ashby. 6:40 and counting here to go in the first half. Ashby across the timeline. Dribbles back across the middle. Gets a screen from Thomas. Going to set things up again. Ashby spin move in the lane. Over to Allen. Back out to Ashby. Ashby with a screen from Allen. Ashby drives baseline, tries to get it into Craney, but pass intercepted by Keller, and Page is going to bring it back the other way for South Knox. Out front to Engstrom. Cavins down to Keller. Shot no good. Rebounded by Page. No good. We're going to have another jump ball here. And this one is going to go to the Lady Cardinals. So if you tuned in for the North Knox broadcast, you knew we had, I think I said 372 jump balls. I don't know if it was quite that many, but about every other whistle was a jump ball. So haven't had that tonight, so that's a nice turn of events here as South Knox intercepts the inbounds pass and then throws the ball away. So a whole lot to do about nothing there, because Washington Catholic will retain possession as South Knox will bring in their second squad here with 5:47 to go here in the first half. As our chief statistician, Kyle Mann, is frantically scribbling to get everybody on the sheet. Doing a great job here in his first venture into stat keeping. As Ashby throws it into Craney. Craney misses the 5-foot jumper. And Kokenauer is going to bring it back the other way for South Knox. Gets it over to Marvel. Marvel going to tie it up. No call. Gets it down underneath. Ball stolen away by Kiana Thomas. Thomas on the fast break. Ball knocked away by Marvel. And it's going to stay here at the Lady Cardinals. As Caitlin Craney will inbound the basketball. Craney set to inbound. Gets it to Allen. Allen's jump shot is up and good. Brooklyn Allen with her first 2 points of the ball game. With 5:05 to go here in the first half, it's 27-6 in favor of South Knox, and it's nice to see Brooklyn Allen get on the board early in this contest. As Kokenauer has the ball. Ball's knocked away by Hannah Ashby. And she'll bring the ball back across the timeline for the Lady Cardinals. Ashby drives right. Still driving. Into Craney. Craney, ball knocked away. And Kochenauer back on the move for South Knox as she throws it away. Going to get a blocking foul on Kiana Thomas. Which I don't wholeheartedly agree with, but be that as it may, South Knox will save that turnover and they will have the ball as they'll throw it in from the far sideline. Kochenauer over to Shutter. Jump shot is no good. Rebound by Craney. We're going to have a jump ball. And Olivia Shutter and Caitlin Craney are tied up, and that jump ball is going to keep the ball here with the South Knox Lady Spartans. Shutter looks to inbound. Ball is knocked away. Going to stay with South Knox. 4:25 to go here in the first half. Shutter looking for... Shutter gets the ball back, dribbles it out on the wing. She's going to bring it back up top. Reset things for the Lady Spartans. Over to Marvel. Coking out. Back to Shutter. Jump shot. Got it. Olivia Shutter's 2 points. Now brings the lead to 29-6 for the Lady Spartans with 4:05 to go here in the first half as Hannah Ashby crosses the timeline. Dribbles right. Gets a screen from Kiana Thomas. She's going to set things up again here. As the ball bounces off the referee, back to Hannah Ashby. Ashby double team, gets it to Allen, over to Thomas. Back to Ashby. Ashby on the move, drives right. Pulls it back out. Gets the ball into Allen. Ball knocked away. And South Knox back on the move. Kochenauer, the ball on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Throws it across court to Marvel. Three-pointer, no good. Ball is, I believe it was off of a Lady Spartan. Well, I guess I was wrong. They're going to call it off on Hannah Ashby, so South Knox will retain possession as Lizzie Hackler and number 55, Riley Klingel, into the ball game for the Lady Cardinals. And number 10, Paige Fields, also checks in for Washington Catholic. South Knox inbounds the ball. Shot no good. Ball knocked around. And Washington Catholic's going to have it as number 11. Hagman knocked the ball out of bounds. So Washington Catholic will take over again as Hannah Ashby will bring the ball up court. 3:07 left to go here in the first half. Ashby drives left. Going to be double teamed. Ball is picked up by Shutter. Layup is no good. Kochenauer's putback attempt is. That'll give South Knox a 31-6 lead here. His ball was knocked away from Hannah Ashby. She brings the ball back across the timeline. Gets the ball. Going to be thrown away, and South Knox will take over. 2:41 left to go here in the first half. At the Birdcage as the Lady Spartans are ahead 31-6 here as Kochenauer brings the ball across the timeline for South Knox. Guarded by Paige Fields. We got a whistle. And South Knox is going to call a full timeout here. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for more Lady Cardinal basketball right here on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
The Black Friday sales event starts now at the Washington Chrysler Center, and now through the end of the month, you can save big. Buy a new 2017 Dodge Journey for only $19,154, or take 20% off a Jeep Patriot, now starting at just $18,701. We have 15% off all remaining 2016 Jeep Cherokees in stock with prices as low as $23,134. It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Attention contractors, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance.
Hastings Mutual offers a contractor's program designed to fit the needs of all you contractors out there. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and let me help you today. I will work hard to help you get the most affordable coverage you need. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back here at the Birdcage, 2:30 left to go here in the first half. As South Knox will have the basketball under their, will be inbounding under their own basket as Kochenauer gets the ball, brings it back up top for South Knox. Gets it over to Hagman. In the lane to Keller. Keller double team. Brings it back out. Throws it into Hagman. Shot up and good. 33-6 now the lead for South Knox as Hannah Ashby brings the ball back across the timeline. Need to get something going here for Washington Catholic offensively as Aspie's shot is off the mark and rebounded by Kochenauer. As she'll bring the ball across the timeline over to Hagman, into Keller. Keller triple teamed, tied up. Hagman's shot is partially blocked. Craney with the rebound. Clears out some space and Hannah Ashby will bring the ball down court for the Lady Cardinals. Minute 36 to go here in the first half. Ashby looking for room. Drives left. Going to be cut off by Kochenauer. Pass over to Thomas. She has it at the top of the key. Gets it to Brooklyn Allen. Over to Thomas. Thomas's three-pointer is no good. And out of bounds. And South Knox will take over with a minute and 8 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. As Evans takes the ball out, gives it to Kochenauer. As Kochenauer crosses the timeline into Keller in the paint. Keller drives right, shot up, off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound. Double team, gets it out to Evans, to Kochenauer. Back to Evans, shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Keller. Kochenauer drives left. Gets the ball to... Going to be a three-second call on South Knox. As the official very emphatically calls a three-second call. And that'll give the ball back to the Lady Cardinals with 42 seconds left to go here in the first half. As Hannah Ashby crosses the timeline. Gets a screen from Brooklyn Allen. Pulls it back out. 30 seconds and counting. Ashby. And we are going to... get a moving screen call on number four, Kiana Thomas. So with 27.3 to go here in the first half, South Knox will have another opportunity to put some more points on the board as Blair Evans inbounds the ball to Kochenauer. Hagman's shot is off the mark, rebounded by Craney. Ashby has 6 seconds to work with here. This is the timeline, 12 seconds. Ashby drives right, shot up, no good. Rebound by Kochenauer. She's got 5 seconds to make it down court. Blair Evans' shot at the buzzer is no good. And that's how we're going to end the first half of action here at the Birdcage on the A&R Home Center scoreboard as the South Knox Lady Spartans are going to go into halftime with a 33-6 lead over the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals. And as we get started here with halftime, we're going to bring you an interview with the IHSAA commissioner, or as they like to call it, the commissioner's corner, will take us into halftime, and we'll be back here right after that interview. And you're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General 95.9 and AM 1580.
It's time for the commissioner's corner, an exclusive weekly update from the IHSAA commissioner himself, Bobby Cox. Now for the inside scoop on what's happening day-to-day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox joins us as he does every week on the IHSAA radio network. And Commissioner, it is that time of year. It's the fall. We are at the semi-state round of high school football. 12 spectacular games around the state on Friday night.
We have great games. When you get to the semi-state level, Coach, it's one of these times where, you know, it's really time to start playing your best football, because you've got teams here. The worst record of the 12 is an 8-4 record, and most of them are 11-1 or 12-0 or 10-2 or something like that. And so now you got to step up and really play hard. And we've got great matchups. We've had a great tournament so far, great weather, and we're looking forward to some good weather this weekend. Encourage our fans to come out and support their schools.
Well, and I think everybody understands what the stakes are. I mean, let's face it, you win and you're playing at Lucas Oil Stadium next week. You mentioned it. The lowest record of the participants is 4 losses. And some of the heavyweights in high school football, a lot of familiar faces are engaged in games on Friday night.
They are, and then we also lost some heavyweights too. So it's interesting that as the tournament unfolds, you see some schools that, you know, have been here once in a while, but they haven't been here in a while. And I look at Northwood, for example. Mm-hmm. I remember their run years ago when they came into the tournament 3-6 and went on a 6-game win streak and won the state championship. They're 13-0 this year. They're having a wonderful season, but they got a tough opponent in Lowell. So you look at all these games and you see some familiar faces, but you see some new ones too, and it makes the tournament exciting.
One thing that has happened this year that seems a little bit different is that, knock on wood, we've had no weather problems whatsoever to speak of. And if the forecast holds, we might survive this weekend and have a tournament that has been relatively weather-free.
Well, it's always good for the fans. It's also good for the kids that are playing if you've got decent dry weather. And, our fans and our will come out when it's dry, as long as it's not raining or snowing. And we've been very fortunate. We've had an unseasonably mild fall. Last weekend was just an almost perfect night to play football, and hopefully we'll get another one this Friday night, and we'll find out the 12 schools that are going to go to the state championship.
What's cool, too, is the fact that we do have the chance to have some champions who could participate for repeat tournament victories if they're able to survive. You still have some people alive from last year coming in on Friday night.
You absolutely do. Snyder and 5A is 12-0, and they've got a tough game with Westfield. And there's others there that, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. Monrovia is going to come back. But they played Ritter early in the season and in a really good ball game, 18-17 ball game, something of that nature. I think it's one of those things that you just got to play well. Don't make any mistakes. Don't put the ball on the ground. Have a little luck, and don't get anybody hurt between now and then. And, you know, the best team will come out and win it.
Bobby Cox, the commissioner of the IHSA, joining us. Bobby, we're far enough into the tradition factor, and we've talked about this before, and there's plenty of interest. There's an awful lot of interest in high school football, but seeing new faces, and we've talked about some familiar faces, but the opportunity for new teams to play for championships, I think, has continued with this year's field.
It has, and we've seen that as the success factor has unfolded over the year. Like we mentioned, we got some familiar ones, though, but you know, I see Whiting coming up here at 12-1 playing Eastbrook. And those schools, I don't remember the last time they were there, if they've ever been there. And, perennial Brownstown always seems to get to about the regional semi-state. Mm-hmm. They got Lawrenceburg, who hasn't been there in forever. Garrett. There's another school
Absolutely.
That hasn't been to the tournament, and so there's some excitement in those communities, and I think they're going to come out in force, and we'll see what happens this Friday night.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA high school football semi-state round on Friday night around the state. It will be a great night. Get out, support the local student athletes in your community, and have some fun and enjoy the weekend. The commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. Bobby, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinal Sports on the General.
Back here at the Birdcage, as it is halftime, as the South Knox Lady Spartans have a 33-6 lead over the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals here at halftime. And while we go through a few things at halftime, we'll take a moment to thank a few of our sponsors who help bring you the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals. A&R Home Center in Washington, more than just a hardware store, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Washington Chrysler Center in downtown Washington, or visit WashingtonChryslerCenter.com. And Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we want to be treated. Let's take a quick look at a few first half scores on the Washington Catholic side, as Austin Gear will give you the rundown of the point total so far in the first half.
At the half, Hannah Ashby has 4 points, shooting 1-for-4 from the field, 2-for-2 from the line, and Brooklyn Allen added on the other 2 points for the Lady Cardinals.
Great job, Austin. And that's the that is the 6 points that they have amassed here at halftime, and obviously I know Coach Fleckenstein is looking to have his Lady Cardinals add to that point total and kind of get back in this ball game a little bit, as they've done a lot of good things. They've rebounded the ball pretty well. They forced some turnovers, have done a lot better of not turning the ball over themselves, as they struggled with turnovers against North Knox, and have done a little bit better with that this evening. So some positive things to take from that. It was nice to see Brooklyn Allen shoot the ball, get on the board early in the game. As I've said in other broadcasts too, I think it's important as the season goes on to get some of these other ladies involved offensively, other than just Hannah Ashby and Kiana Thomas. It's going to help them out tremendously as the season goes on. So good job by Brooklyn Allen. She's done a great job on the rebounding aspect as well. She's had numerous defensive rebounds. So good job to Brooklyn Allen thus far. So just a couple quick notes after tonight's ball game. We will be back broadcasting Lady Cardinal basketball on December 3rd. That's a Saturday against Columbus Christian. Tip off for that ball game will be 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air approximately 1:45. Our next Washington Catholic basketball broadcast will be our first boys broadcast of the season, as this coming Monday, the 21st, the Washington Catholic Cardinals will welcome the Lighthouse Christian boys here to the Birdcage for a 7:30 tip-off, and will be on air approximately 7:15. So make sure and mark those dates on your calendar to listen to the next Washington Catholic basketball games here on The General. And we are creeping up on about a minute and a half to go before the second half tip. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to finish up the halftime and get started with second half action here, as you're listening to Washington Catholic Lady Cardinal basketball right here on The General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Mattress by Appointment cuts the middleman to save you money. Hi, this is John Gear. At Mattress by Appointment, we offer name brand mattresses in all shapes and sizes at discounts up to 50 to 80% off. We cut the overhead and are open only by appointment. Call 610-1070 and I'll meet you at the store and fit you in the mattress of your choice. Brand new, still in the plastic, name brand mattresses ready to roll out the door. Don't mess with a bad night's sleep. Call Mattress by Appointment and rest easy tonight. 812-610-1070.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on The General.
Back here at the Birdcage, as we are just getting ready to get second half action underway, as both teams are getting their last minute instructions, breaking the huddle. We've got just a couple seconds left here before the clock officially counts down to zero before we can get the second half started. If you're just joining us, South Knox has a 33-6 lead thus far, as Washington Catholic has had a hard time getting any offense going and any rhythm on the offensive end. Hannah Ashby has 4 points in the first half. Brooklyn Allen has the other two. And Washington Catholic will start this second half with the basketball, as Caitlin Craney inbounds it to Hannah Ashby. South Knox is going to jump into a 1-3-1 zone here for the first time tonight, as Ashby drives left. Whistle. And going to be a charge on Hannah Ashby, it looks like. So an early turnover for the Lady Cardinals. We'll give the ball back to South Knox here with 7:51 to go in the third quarter. Engstrom gets the ball across the timeline. Ball knocked away by Kiana Thomas. Back out in the corner to Paige. Paige drives baseline. Gets it to Keller. Keller's six-footer, no good. Paige's rebound, shot up, no good. Craney with the rebound. Out to Ashby as she'll walk the ball up the floor. As they survey the scene here with this defense. Going to get a screen from Thomas. Ashby drives, ball knocked away. Cavins to Engstrom. She'll bring the ball across the timeline. Back over to Cavins on the right wing. Cavins, swing pass over to Engstrom. Paige, nice ball movement by the South Knox Lady Spartans. And another three-second call on South Knox. Not something you see a whole lot of in high school girls basketball, but good thing for the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals. As Hannah Ashby will bring the ball across the timeline with just under 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Tries to split the defenders with the pass and was kicked off of... Actually, they're going to give it to the Cardinals. I thought that went off of Allen, but I was mistaken. So ball's into Ashby. Ashby double-teamed. Gets out of the double-team. And going to get a foul on South Knox here as Engstrom knocked down Kiana Thomas. And that will keep the ball on this end of the court with the Lady Cardinals as Caitlin Craney set to inbound. Gets the ball into Ashby. Knox back to a man-to-man defense. Ashby breaks it, shot up. Ball's deflected. Rebounded by Paige of South Knox, and Engstrom gets up the court to Keller. Keller's layup is good. 35-6 now the lead for South Knox with 6:30 left to go here in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Ashby back the other way for Washington Catholic. Across the timeline into Craney. Craney with the layup, no good. Rebound by Paige. Engstrom brings it up, overshoots Keller, and back the other way for the Lady Cardinals. Craney set to inbound. A little confusion here. Gets the ball into Allen. Allen over to Ashby. Ashby trying to get out of the trap. Throws the ball away, and South Knox will get the basketball. As seems like every time Hannah Ashby gets the ball in this press, they're looking to trap her to try to get the ball in the hands of one of the other Lady Cardinals. So that time it worked for South Knox as they force a turnover, and Paige have the ball out in the top of the key over to Engstrom on the wing. Paige brings it back out to Engstrom. She drives in the middle, kicks it out to Keller. 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Craney. Nice job by Caitlin Craney here, grabbing some rebounds in the early part of this third quarter. We got 5:35 left to go in the third quarter. South Knox with a 35-6 lead over the Lady Cardinals. As Ashby tried to thread the needle into Adeline O'Brien and Adeline couldn't quite hang on to it. So that'll give the ball back to the Lady Spartans. As Kochenauer, Michaela Kochenauer back in the ball game for South Knox. She'll inbound the basketball. Gets it back from Shooter, brings it up court. Shot is up, no good by number 43 for South Knox. Shelby Osborne. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Washington Catholic back on the offensive side of it here as Hannah Ashby brings the ball across the 10-second line. Dribbles left, gets baseline, finds O'Brien. O'Brien's shot is no good. O'Brien gets her own rebound. Surely the good, well, they're not going to call a foul. They're going to be a jump ball. And Shutter was climbing all over O'Brien's back, but had a hold of the ball at the same time. So they're going to call the jump ball back to the Lady Spartans as Kochenauer back across the timeline. Over to Hagman. Shutter gets in the lane. Hagman shot up. Rims out. Rebound by Kochenauer in the lane. Got it. 2-point basket for Michaela Kochenauer. extends the Lady Spartan lead to 37-6 here with 4:35 left to go in the third quarter as Ashby drives baseline, looking for room to work, picks up her dribble, gets a, tried to get the ball into Allen. Allen was fouled by Shelby Osborne, and that will stay stay right down here on this end for the Lady Cardinals as Craney will inbound the basketball. Craney into Ashby. Ashby drives, shot up, got it. Hannah Ashby with her sixth point of the ball game. As it's now 37-8. Ball is knocked away by Caitlin Craney, rebounded by O'Brien, and Hannah Ashby has the ball once again. Ashby takes her time, gets across the timeline, gets a screen from Thomas, ball into O'Brien. South Knox on the move. Hagman leading the break. Layup is good. Kennedy Hagman. Two-pointer. Extends the South Knox lead to 39-8 here with 3:40 and counting in the third quarter on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Ashby, top the key. Looks for a screen. Gets it into Craney. Craney's shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Shutter. And she's on the fast break the other way. Thinks better of it. Pulls it back out front. Going to set up things here offensively for South Knox. As Osborne with the ball in the corner. Going to be double teamed. Gets the ball to Shutter. Gets it back up top to Kokenauer. Back to Shutter. It's going to be double teamed by Thomas and O'Brien. Down into Osborne's shot is... She threw up the fadeaway jumper, drew the foul on Caitlin Craney, and she'll be going to the free throw line for two shots here. The fadeaway jumper was not quite Kobe-esque, but did have some nice form, but didn't quite get it to fall, so Shelby Osborne will be at the line. Her first of two free throws is up and good. 40-8 now the score here with 3:02 left to go in the third quarter as Regina Torres and Lizzie Hackler checking the ball game for the Lady Cardinals. Osborne's second free throw is on the way and no good. Rebound by Caitlin Craney. 3 minutes and counting here to go in the third quarter. Hannah Ashby brings the ball across the timeline. Has all kinds of room. I think she should have pulled up and took that one. Gets it into Thomas. Thomas fends off the defender. South Knox in a 2-3 zone. Ashby baseline shot up. No good. And she's fouled. Looks like she's going to go to the free throw line for two shots. So Hannah Ashby gets set.
First free throw is good.
Hannah Ashby will attempt her second free throw of the evening, looking for what I believe is her, looking for her eighth point of the evening, I believe. Is that right, Austin?
Yep.
Second shot is off the mark, rebounded by South Knox, and Kokenauer will bring the ball back across the timeline for the Lady Spartans. Osborne gets it back out to Kokenauer. Kokenauer to Marvel, mishandled the ball, back to Washington Catholic. 4:24 left to go here in the third quarter. South Knox 40, Washington Catholic 9, as Hannah Ashby crosses the timeline. Pulls up for three. No good. Just off the front of the rim. Rebound by Osborne. I thought that one looked good to me. I thought that one was going in. As Osborne will shoot three from this end, and she got it. Shelby Osborne with a three-point basket extends the Lady Spartan lead to 43-9 here with a minute 52 left to go here in the third quarter. Ashby drives left. Shot is up.
Going to be fouled.
And she's going to go to the free throw line for two shots here. Minute 44 to go in the third quarter. Everybody set and ready to go.
First shot is good.
It's going to be Hannah Ashby's ninth point of the evening. Eighth point, I'm sorry, I can't add.
Second shot is good.
So Hannah Ashby now with 9 points on the evening. As South Knox now leads 43-11 with a minute 38 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball is stolen away by Regina Torres. Nice job by Torres, who just checked into the ball game with the steal. As gets the ball back to Hannah Ashby. She crosses the timeline. Gets it over to Thomas. Thomas's shot no good. Rebounded by South Knox as Osborne will bring the ball across the 10-second line. Knocked away by Thomas. The forearm shiver. Going to stay with the Lady Spartans. Thomas. Kochenauer gets it down to Marvel all alone, and we're going to have a travel. Macy Marvel went up with the basketball, kind of slipped out of her hands and couldn't get the shot off before she went back to the ground. So Washington Catholic will take over on that turnover here with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Ashby crosses the timeline. Dribbles right. Looks for a screen. Hits the ball over to Thomas. Ashby's three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Kiana Thomas. Thomas's shot is up and no good, but she is fouled hard, but will go to the free throw line for two shots. Nice job by Kiana Thomas to keep that possession alive, and she has an opportunity to get on the scoreboard this evening as her first of two free throw attempts is coming up. First one is up and no good. Second attempt coming up here for Kiana. Gets set. Ball is up. Rim rolls in and out. Rebound by South Knox as Osborne gets it to Kochenauer. Kochenauer drives right. Throws the ball away, and another turnover by South Knox will give Washington Catholic another opportunity here to get some points on the board before the end of third quarter action here as Craney inbounds it to Ashby. Ashby across the timeline. Over to Thomas. Thomas's two-pointer is just off the mark and rebounded by Keller. Kochenauer bringing across the timeline with 16 seconds to go. Ball is knocked away by Regina Torres, but is going to be off of South Knox. So nice job by Regina Torres to come in the ball game and get a couple deflections, a couple turnovers. Good job by her. Now let's see if she can maybe turn that into some offensive output here as Hannah Ashby crosses the timeline with 7 seconds to go. Ashby gets it over to Thomas. Thomas's jump shot is no good. Rebound South Knox, and that is how we're going to end the third quarter of action here at the Birdcage. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the South Knox Lady Spartans 43, Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals 11. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for fourth quarter action right here on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Visit your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores and stock up on great specials throughout the month of November. A gallon of 2% white milk, only $2.89. 12-pack Pepsi products are 2 for $8. Coke 2 liters, 2 for just $3. Select bags of Frito-Lay chips, 2 for $6. And Pringles grab-and-go cans, 2 for $2. If you're hungry, don't forget Noble Roman's Pizza and sandwiches on the go. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store has you covered.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back here at the Birdcage as we are set for fourth quarter action, as Washington Catholic will start with the basketball, trailing 43-11 to the South Knox Lady Spartans. Klingle back in the ball game for Washington Catholic. Inbounds the ball to Hannah Ashby. It's Ashby, Klingle, Allen, Thomas, and O'Brien here to start the fourth quarter, as Ashby looking for room to work. Ball at the top of the key to Thomas. Thomas drives baseline, picks it up, back to Ashby. Ashby on the left wing, looking for room to work. Brings it back up top. Reset the offense for Washington Catholic. 7:35 and counting. Ashby gets a screen from Allen to Thomas in the baseline. Ball is knocked away, and it's going to stay with the Cardinals. Couldn't really tell what was going on there exactly, but looks like Cavins knocked the ball out of bounds. So Washington Catholic will inbound it here under their own basket as they get the ball to Ashby. Ashby drives, picks up her dribble. Gets it to Thomas. Thomas's three-pointer is just off the front of the rim. Rebound by Cavins, and South Knox is back on the attack here. Engstrom. Jump pass over to Page. Three-point attempt is no good. Klingle with the rebound. Nice job by Riley Klingle. The rebound for the Lady Cardinals. As we've got another jump ball call here, so that's going to keep possession with the Lady Spartans, as Cavins will inbound the basketball. Page, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, still fighting for it. Cavins comes out with it. Page is going to take an extra step, and that's going to give the ball back to the Lady Cardinals. 6:58 to go here in the ball game, as Allen will inbound the basketball. As Ashby walks the ball up the court, gets it over to Thomas on the left wing, knocked out of bounds by Engstrom, but will stay here with the Lady Cardinals. The Lady Cardinal basketball is brought to you in part by the Prescription Shop in Washington, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy, and Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Ashby, top of the key. Gets a screen from Thomas. Brings it back up top. Looking for room to work. Picks up a dribble. Gets it into O'Brien. O'Brien, the free throw line. Ball bounces around. Kicked away by Engstrom. Out front to Keller. Layup, no good. Rebound. It caroms off Thomas. But we're going to give the benefit of the doubt to Washington Catholic, and they're going to have the basketball here. That's what they call a makeup call. Be that as it may, it benefits Washington Catholic, so we're all fine with that. As Ashby brings the ball back across the timeline. 6:15 to go here in the ballgame. Ashby drives right, looking for Klingle. Ball is knocked away. Come out of Keller has the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Page, layup is good. 45-11 now your score here, with 5:57 left to go in the ballgame. South Knox on top. Ashby brings the ball across the 10-second line. Looking to get some offense set up here. Over to Thomas. Back to Ashby on the baseline. Ashby drives, and it's going to be fouled. It's going to be fouled by Cavins. And Washington Catholic will inbound the basketball underneath their own goal here with 5:35 to go in the ballgame, as Shutter checks back into the ballgame for South Knox. Craney, inbounds it to Ashby, who was pulled down. No call. South Knox the other way. Got control of the basketball now as Page steps up. 15-foot jump shot is good. Jarissa Page with the two-pointer, extending the lead to 47 to 11 here with 5:11 to go in the ball game as Ashby crosses the timeline, drives baseline, shot is up, she's fouled, and back to the free throw line for Hannah Ashby with 5:06 to go here in the ball game.
First shot is good.
Wholesale substitutions for South Knox as Hannah Ashby readies her second free throw attempt.
Second shot is up and good.
Nice job by Hannah Ashby to convert both of those free throws as it's 47-13 with 5 minutes to go here in the contest. I'm going to have a foul, it looks like, on Kiana Thomas up top. Foul on Thomas as she was guarding Michaela Kokenauer. South Knox inbound the ball. Gets it to Kokenauer. Over to Marvel. Marvel double teamed. Gets it in the lane to Hagman. Jump shot is no good. Ball is knocked away. He's going to stay here with the Lady Spartans. 4:45 to go. Marvel set to inbound the basketball for South Knox. Ball's tipped around, but still controlled by Hagman. Kokenauer loses the handle, hangs on to it. Gets the ball to Osborne. Osborne drives to the lane. Layup is good. Shelby Osborne's 2 points bring the South Knox lead to 49-13 with 4:25 left to go here in the contest as Hannah Ashby crosses the 10-second line over to Thomas. Thomas's three-pointer is up just off the back of the rim. No good. And Kokenauer leads the fast break up front to Hagman. Hagman's layup is good. And Hagman will go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play as she was fouled by Ashby. Fouled by Hannah Ashby as we had a little technical snafu there. But we're back live and in living color. So Kennedy Hagman, 5'4 freshman, steps to the line for one free throw as Lizzie Hackler checks into the ball game for the Lady Cardinals. Shot is up and good. 52-13, your score with 4:12 left to go in the ball game as Washington Catholic will bring the ball across the timeline as Hannah Ashby drives right, gets it into Craney. Craney couldn't handle it. Going to be rebounded by South Knox, and Kokenauer comes back the other way with it. Crosses the timeline, gets it over to Shuttler. Drives baseline, shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Ashby. Ashby's on the fast break. Kokenauer in pursuit. Ball is knocked away, out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Cardinals. As Hannah Ashby was on the fast break, couldn't quite convert, so Caitlin Craney will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Allen, the top of the key. Allen's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Shutter. She crosses the timeline. Has the ball on the right wing. Gets it out to Kokenauer. Back over to Shutter's 15-footer's good. Olivia Shutter with another 2 points here. Extends the lead 54-13 with 3:18 to go. Ashby. Gets the ball to Allen. Back out on the wing. Ball stolen away by Kokenauer. Kokenauer's layup is good. To 56-13. South Knox ahead. Less than 3 minutes to go here in the ballgame as Ashby crosses the timeline. Three-point shot is up. No good. Just off the side of the rim. Rebounded by Osborne, and Shutter brings the ball back across the court. Dribbles in the paint. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, putback is good. So Olivia Shutter with 2 more points. Brings the lead 59-13. 2:25 left to go here in the ballgame. As Ashby crosses the 10-second line. Over to Thomas, back to Ashby. Over to Thomas. Thomas's two-pointer, partially deflected, is no good. And we're going to have a quick timeout here as South Knox will talk things over. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the last couple minutes of fourth quarter action here at the Birdcage. You're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Tired of fast food? Wouldn't it be nice to have something a little different? How about the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington? They serve a full lunch menu featuring daily specials from 11 to 1:30. You can also enjoy a wonderful dinner from 5 to 8:30 every Friday and Saturday nights. The public is always invited at the Knights of Columbus on Main Street in downtown Washington. Join us for the best company in town at the KFC. Main Street, downtown Washington.
Back here at the Birdcage, 2:14 left to go here in the ballgame as South Knox with a 58-13 lead over the Lady Cardinals of Washington Catholic. For all of you interested, tomorrow night the Barrie basketball game will be delayed slightly so we can bring you the Knights of Columbus drawing, as hopefully I will win $1 million. But I guess I'd have to buy a ticket first, so maybe that wouldn't, I probably won't win. But anyway, if I happen to buy a ticket and win, then you heard it here first. But that'll be at 6 o'clock, and then right after that, the Barrie basketball game will be brought to you in its entirety right here on the General. Oh, so I was just told we're going to join in progress. I wanted to have the game aired in its entirety, but I was overruled. So we'll join it in progress. As Washington Catholic, as we got a little confusion here on everybody's part, but looks like Washington Catholic will hang on to the basketball here. We've got a minute 47 left to go. Klingel, the inbound the basketball to Paige Fields. Over to Regina Torres, out to Hannah Ashby. Ashby's shot is up, off the mark, rebound by Klingel. Klingel gets it to O'Brien, back to Ashby's 15-footer. Good. Hannah Ashby with two more points to, with a minute 20 to go, is 58-15 here as South Knox is back on the other end. Marvel's shot is up and good. 60-15 for South Knox. As Hannah Ashby has the ball. She brings it across the timeline. As they set up a play here, as we're under a minute to go, we want to thank the Knights of Columbus and Washington for sponsoring Lady Cardinal basketball. Also, Craney's Body Shop in Washington. Hannah Ashby shot off the mark. Rebound, South Knox. Darryl O'Brien Construction, who just so happens to be related to number 34, Adeline O'Brien, who is on the court for the Lady Cardinals. Three-point attempt by Osborne is good. Brings us to 63-15. We want to thank the Davis Community Hospital. The DCH team of physicians and therapists will keep you moving. And Mattress by Appointment. Call 610-1070. Twice asleep, half the price. As Kokenauer steals the ball, fast break layup is good. And that is going to be how we end this ball game, as the final buzzer sounds on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. South Knox 65, Washington Catholic 15. We'll be back right after this for the Bill Dobson Ford postgame show and Player of the Game Award. Right after this 60-second timeout, you're listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
Darryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Darryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years of experience, Darryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home.
Call 254-6797. From small jobs to big projects, Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington can do it all. 254-6797.
Buying a new Ford is more affordable than ever at Build Option Ford. Now during our Black Friday sales event, you can save even more on America's favorite brand. We're celebrating Black Friday early, which means you get an even sweeter deal with Black Friday bonus cash on new Ford models. During the holidays, everyone could use a little more spending money. Get Black Friday bonus cash when you buy a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com.
Your bottom line dealer.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back here at the Birdcage, as we have just wrapped up action here, as the South Knox Lady Spartans have beaten the Washington Catholic Lady Cardinals 65-15 here. And we are getting to get set here for the Bill Dobson Ford Player of the Game Award. And that award this evening is going to go to junior guard Hannah Ashby, as Hannah Ashby accounted for 13 of Washington Catholic's points here this evening and is the recipient of the Bill Dobson Ford Player of the Game Award. So congratulations to Hannah Ashby. And not exactly the outcome that the Lady Cardinals were hoping for. They did improve on the outing last year against the Lady Spartans, so you can take away a few positive things defensively. I want to mention Regina Torres did a great job when she was in the ball game, defensively causing some turnovers, numerous deflections, just overall good effort by her tonight, which, you know, on all ends of the basketball court, you need to have people that can contribute. And Regina Torres, although didn't show up in the point column, definitely did a good job this evening while she was in the ball game. Obviously, we talked about Hannah Ashby. Brooklyn Allen, 2 points this evening. She did a good job rebounding the basketball. Also, Caitlin Craney did probably had her best rebounding game of the season thus far. So good job to Caitlin as she continues to improve on the rebounding end of things. So as I mentioned earlier, we will be back for Lady Cardinal basketball action on Saturday, December the 3rd, as Columbus Christian will visit the Birdcage. That's a Saturday, going to be a 2 p.m. tip-off, 1:45 airtime. Our next broadcast of Washington Catholic basketball will be our first boys broadcast of the year, as this Monday, the 21st, the Lighthouse Christian School will come here to the Birdcage and take on the Washington Catholic boys. Tip-off is at 7:30, airtime is 7:15. And that'll pretty much do it for us here at the Birdcage, as South Knox was victorious tonight, 65-15 over the Lady Cardinals. For my illustrious broadcast team, Kyle Mann did a great job on stats this evening, and Austin Gear with a limited contribution on the broadcast, but overall did a very good job. So for those fine young fellows, this is John Gear. We appreciate you joining us, and we will be back with you on Monday for the boys action against Lighthouse Christian. You've been listening to Lady Cardinal Basketball right here on the General, 95.9 and AM 1580.
This concludes Washington Catholic Basketball on 4-Star Country, the General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Craney's Body Shop, Daryl O'Brien Construction, Davies Community Hospital, the Knights of Columbus, the Prescription Shop and the Odin Pharmacy, Thompson Insurance, Mattress by Appointment, and the Washington Chrysler Center. Visit WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.